The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Tom Williamson of KIIC Radio and Gordon Wolf of the Denison Bulletin Review. Tom, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator Grassley, as always, thank you for affording us this opportunity. Certainly, we have a lot of nominees being considered for the new administrative post, and one of those is the Office of Management and Budget, with Representative Mick Volnady being considered. You're a member of the Budget Committee, so if you can explain to us about this office, it's maybe a little bit obscure, so what's the importance of having a good person in this position, sir?
Two. One would be under budget, and the other one, I guess, under management. So budget would be basically every president in February, although this year it's naturally going to have to be a little bit later. Since 1922, a president has had to submit an executive budget on how he thinks the money ought to be spent and how much the executive branch needs for the various programs. And a president proposes and Congress disposes. So the final answer is with us. But he puts that budget together. And he also manages how the money's going to be distributed once Congress appropriates it to the various agencies of government that are authorized to get the money and spend it. Then on the other side of it is on management. I guess maybe I'll just discuss one of the things that fall within the area of management. But he's the final okay on a regulation before it becomes law. In other words, Congress says an agency can write regulations to carry out Congress's will on a certain program that we set up. And then the agency goes to the trouble of writing the regulation. Before it can go into effect, it has to have his approval. And sometimes the Office of Management and Budget says to the agency, you didn't do this right, go back and do it. And one of the things that would be a measuring stick for the Office of Management and Budget in regard to regulations is what we call the cost-benefit ratio. Does the cost of carrying out the regulation positive compared to the benefit, is it positive compared to the benefit that the regulation supposed to accomplish? I would say those are the major things that it does, but it is the fiscal arm of the President of the United States. The President is responsible for the expenditures of money within the executive branch, and I guess you'd say that the OMB director is kind of his chief of staff on fiscal matters. Should we go to Gordon?
Yes, thank you, Senator. Senator, Mr. Trump did well in the election in rural Iowa and in rural America. Not a lot was said by either campaign about agriculture, which I think is fairly typical since ag policy seems to be a function of Congress. Do you have any insight into his knowledge of and respect for agriculture or the knowledge of those who might advise him?
I don't have advice on the latter point, and I assume his Secretary of Agriculture, when he gets it named, and that's probably going to be pretty soon. I don't have the slightest idea who it is. And a dozen names have come up, and never one of them has been mentioned a second time, so I don't know where they are. And on that point, I talked to the Vice President Pence about it yesterday and suggested that they ought to be taking a harder look at Bill Northey of Iowa. But from the standpoint of what he has said, he's been very positive about support of ethanol. And we have vetted the EPA director on that point. And because there's some question about would the EPA director be supporting ethanol. Well, if Trump supports it, then the EPA director ought to support it. And we got that positive response from the EPA director. Beyond that, I would answer your question two ways. Number one, he spoke very positively about the contributions of the family farmer when he spoke in Sioux City within 4 or 5 days of the election. He's spoken positively about ethanol. He did that there, but he's done it other times. And then thirdly, he has heard out on the campaign trail what I hear at my town meetings. Farmers are deathly scared of regulations. And one of the main ones they're scared of is Waters of the U.S. And I think we're going to find Waters of the U.S. Repealed by this administration, the regulation. It'll take a while to get it done because it's already into effect, but it's being held up in the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. So maybe just by the president not defending it as the Obama administration would do, that may do away with it by court order. So regulations and ethanol and speaking positively about the contribution of agriculture gives me some hope, even though there hasn't been a lot of words said about any of it.
Thank you.
Back to you, Tom.
Senator Grassley, I see the U.S. Congress just passed a bill designed to make federal agencies more accountable, and the law will force agency to justify the high cost of regulations and limit the ability of judges to interpret those rules. Now, in light of the multitude of midnight regulations this administration has just passed off and the unknown burden and cost, would the Senate consider a similar bill, or does the Senate currently have the power to kill some of these regulations if deemed unfavorable?
We have a power to do it if we do it within 60 days of their being put forward. And we can do it with 51 votes, not 60. And we're going to do that on some of these regulations. But like Waters of the U.S. has gone into effect already, our hopes the court there or the new administration rescinding it or Congress passing a bill, a separate bill, doing away with it. But we can't use the process that I described to you of resisting a new regulation. But what you're talking about, the House has passed. I'm very much in support of it and hope it gets brought up. But it will take 60 votes in the United States Senate. And I think most people that are involved with environmental issues won't want to take away some of the authority to write regulations. And by the way, what I just said isn't really the way it works. You aren't taking away authority to write regulations. Congress gives that authority in the first place. But the bill that the House passed would give final authority on the regulation going into effect by it having to be submitted to Congress, and Congress saying, yeah, this regulation's within the law or it's not within the law. And obviously it's not within the law. We wouldn't move forward with it. And if it was, then we would. But it brings back to the legislative branch of government the final authority on power that we gave to the executive branch in the first place. And it ought to rest with the elected representatives of the people. It shouldn't rest with faceless bureaucrats. You don't even know who they are. Back to Gordon, and then I think you'll have the last question.
Thank you, Senator. When the Affordable Care Act had passed but had not been yet implemented, I was covering a meeting of the local utilities board, and they were told by their insurance agent that the increase in their premiums was due to the uncertainty of how the ACA would affect the insurance industry. With that said, do you believe there's enough support to repeal the ACA? And if so, have you heard what it might be replaced with? And yeah, if it is replaced, how can Congress avoid a premium increase caused by the uncertainty that the insurance industry will undoubtedly feel?
Well, remember, Obamacare forced up the increase in premiums. It's nothing that Congress has done yet that's had anything to do with it. And so we're trying to cure all the bad things that Obamacare has brought to health care: increased costs, too much government regulation, no doctor's choice, high premiums, high co-pays, all that sort of stuff. We want to correct that. And so we're going to repeal, and then after repeal, or the repeal legislation is going to have probably a two-year transition so people that have health insurance won't lose their health insurance, and then we'll feel along the way what we're going to do to replace it. But basically, it'll be replaced with a program that has less government involvement, more choice among the people of what kind of health insurance they have, and then more choice of doctors. Thank you, Tom and Gordon, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.